أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر، ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله، فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب، يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار، صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat or verses of Surah Al-Hashr. The surah was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the hijrah. Hence, it is a Madani surah. Here in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion of the previous surah. The previous surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about contact. Allah spoke about bond that the munafiqeen would have with the Yahud. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues speaking about the Yahud and the munafiqeen, their contact, and the consequences of it in this material world as well as in the hereafter. The reason for the revelation of much of the surah is that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come to Madina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drew up a peace pact, a covenant with the Yahud of Madina Munawwara. The Yahud of Madina Munawwara basically comprised of three basic groups of Yahud. One was the Banu Nadir, one was the Banu Qaynuqa, and the third was the Banu Qurayza. Here particularly, the dealing will be with the Banu Nadir, that they had broken the covenant, or they had broken the peace pact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just one or two aspects with regards to the peace pact was that no party will attack the other party. There wouldn't be any attempt of killing anyone from any one of the two parties intentionally. If it is in error, obviously, then there would be blood money that will have to be paid. And together with that, if anybody attacks Madina Munawwara, then it becomes the duty of both the parties to defend Madina Munawwara. And another important aspect is that no party will assist an outside group of people that want to attack anyone in Madina Munawwara. In other words, the peace pact had much to do with the safety and the security of all the groupings of Madina Munawwara. Now, Banu Nadir, they, just a little background with regards to them, they had been the offspring of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, the brother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and they dwelled in the Levant. But their forefathers had known about the Torah, the Injil. They had great deal of knowledge with regards to the scriptures of the past. And when they would read these scriptures and they would see the advent of the last Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they became very desirous to be the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, amongst the important aspects that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed in the kitabs of the past with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one was the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his akhlaq, his character. One was the physique of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the physical appearance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one other factor was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make hijrat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come to this place called Yathrib, which was Madina Munawwara, as it was known in the old days. And hence, they migrated from there, and they came to Madina Munawwara in an anticipation to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever his advent takes place, and then obviously to bring iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, they being the Bani Harun, they being the children of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they hail from the Banu Ishaq. In other words, the child of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had two sons. One is Hazrat Ishaq, from whom Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he was known as Israel, and then his offspring became known as the Banu Israel, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrat to Medina Munawwara, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came here. Very few of them accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, predominantly because their expectation was that the last Rasul will either be like them, the Banu Harun, or at least the Banu Ishaq. And hence it was not neither from the progeny of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, nor from the progeny of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. And that resulted in their minds a great disappointment. And hence they did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, whilst in their hearts of hearts they had seen on almost a daily basis the different signs of the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's just the background of this group of people, the Banu Nadir. They lived on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, just about 2 miles away from Medina Munawwara. But one important event that had taken place, and that was that one of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Amr bin Umayyah, he had in error or by mistake killed 2 people from a tribe which was allied of the Banu Nadir, and incidentally they were also the allies of the Muslims. And as per the treaty, if this happens, then obviously Shariat will now require that blood money be paid. But who will pay this blood money? As per the treaty, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would raise the blood money amongst the Muslims, and then also those that had signed, the signatories of this peace treaty. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now goes to the Banu Nadir, so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will collect the balance of the blood money. When he reaches the area of the Banu Nadir, they receive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam outwardly very cordially, and they say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you sit here against this wall, in the shade of the wall. We will make arrangements to have that money is collected and brought to you. But on the other side, they now conspired against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was a greater opportunity than this, that from the other side of the wall, somebody climbs that wall, throws a boulder or a rock on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in their minds, that will be the end of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What they had forgotten and what they had not anticipated, that he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wahi would certainly come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought down the wahi to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you should move away from here, go back to Medina Munawwara, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done. Now, because they had broken the treaty, and as per the agreement of those days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam adjudicated, and he decided that in a period of 10 days, he had given them 10 days now to pack up and leave from Medina Munawwara. They would now be banished from the land of Medina Munawwara. Go wherever you wish to, whatever your animals, the load that your animals would carry, that is what you would take with you, and you will move away from Medina Munawwara. Now at the same time, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the head of the Munafiqeen, he began to coax them, and he began to say to them that you shouldn't leave Medina, you should retaliate, you should fight back the Muslims, and I will come with an army of 2,000 people. So this created, on the one hand, some kind of hesitation. It also prompted them, and of course they became arrogant, and now they decided that they are not going to leave. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went forth towards them. As we will always see, that the Yahud of Medina, they had very strong forts, so they locked themselves up in the forts. And eventually, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid siege of the fort, they then decided that they would take the option of leaving Madinah Munawwara and of course with their goods and their belongings. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refers to in the surah. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.